It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
30.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, look at this.
Hey,
what's up, man?
There he is.
What's up, man?
What's up?
And he's masked and everything.
How's it going?
Have a seat. Wherever you
Nick,
want.
Nick, move the mic forward.
Is
kind
his
of
mic on?
Is that mic on?
Now?
Okay.
There you go.
Wait, no.
That other mic. Yeah. Just lift it up. There you go, Nick.
Hey, I don't like too many mics swinging in my face.
Bend it up. Work. No, that mic, the mic he's speaking into, Nick. Bend it upwards.
You're asking too much of Nicholas. He already went out and got soda.
Thank you, Nick. Right, I appreciate it.
He already went out and got soda.
So Jay Farrow still has the mask on.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to wear the mask during this?
I mean, I'm vaccinated. I can take it off, but...
No, it's your preference.
Your call.
I would prefer if you took it off, quite frankly.
We are all vaccinated. Matter of fact, this company, we're required to be vaccinated.
I wouldn't mind not sounding like Bane from Batman.
Yes, please take it off. Thank you. All right, let me announce who this is for everyone to enjoy.
Yes.
Jay Farrow. I'm reading what it says here. Is an actor. He's got a big movie coming out. Stand-up comedian. These are all true. And 6-season alum of SNL.
Nice.
He will be performing at the Wilbur Theater tomorrow night. That is a Friday evening. There's no excuse not to go. At 7 p.m. Tickets and info are at thewilbur.com. You are our first in-studio guest in over a year.
Get out of here.
Yep.
True story.
Since the crap hit the fan, you are the first.
Get out of here.
I think Dan Soder was in here before
Dan.
Yeah.
Good guy.
See, the thing about Dan is he did radio.
Yes.
So, like,
me as well.
And you're good, too. Yeah. Like, guys who did radio are sympathetic. I realize that because, you know, it's funny because comedians, and I understand it sucks, and you get up and you do these shows, and the hosts, it's all the same, and you're just doing it to pimp your stuff, and you just want to do the show. I get it. But... now they're all doing podcasts, which I think is hysterical. So now you're all like, hey. But the guys who did radio are sympathetic to the host. Cause like I said this to Rich before about you is that we don't have a lot of comedians in cause a lot of times they're not good, but I know why you got SNL. I can understand why you got SNL.
Wait, you quickly threw shade really quick and you like pulled it out. Like you just said, like, we don't have many comedians up here because they're not good. But you know, you.
I'll give you an example.
He's comparing, he's saying this is special.
Yeah, yeah. But Dave Attell is one of the great joke writers of all time.
Love him.
But if I have Dave Attell on, he's been around forever. He doesn't want to be here. You know, like he has an act. He's not doing his act. But I've told Rich this on several occasions about you, which I've not said about another in studio guest. I know why you got Saturday Night Live, because you have an energy about you, like it's for real, like a star energy about you.
Oh, thank you.
And the last time we came in, we were having like a conversation. You're like, you know, I do impressions, and I'm like, oh yeah. And then it's like it was like, oh, we'll get to that at some point. Yeah, absolutely. So it's nice to have you back in here.
Nah, man, definitely, brother. It's good to be around folks again, socially distanced, but it's all good. You know what I mean? 6 feet of space for company reasons. I understand, but man, I'm so grateful to be back, bro. And I feel like I'm not doing you justice right now.
We just built you up.
During
Oh, yeah, man.
So quick, be funny. How tough was it, though? Like, I mean, being a stand-up comedian and, you know, there being no live shows anywhere, like, how did you keep yourself from going crazy?
They did have outdoor shows.
Oh.
They had some drive-in shows.
Did you do those?
That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
But there's tough to connect?
There's no laughter.
No. I mean, you know, I heard laughter.
Okay.
So, you know, other people get up there and need crickets and they just hear crickets and then it's just a flashing of lights.
Start hearing
and
the Mets game.
The horns.
Oh,
yes.
That's what they did, they beep the horns. Yeah.
They beep the horn and flash the lights. And you are doing good. Like, that's what they were doing. Like, if you had a good joke. And it's one thing, man, it's one thing to walk out of somebody's show, but when you drive out that bitch, like, that's a different level of disrespect right there. You know what I mean?
It takes a lot more. You start the car.
Start the car. Yeah, look at the windows. You know?
3-point turn.
Yeah. Yes. Back out like, bye. I'm like, oh, okay. By the time you backed out of this show, I've already done like a whole new bit. You know what I mean? It's cool. And I think this guy that pulled out too, pulled out. Why I keep saying that? God dang it. I have to stop saying that. I said, I do pull out, folks. I don't have any kids. But back out of a show and you drive out of a show. This dude had a Harley Davidson. He looked like a Sons of Anarchy. That's what he looked like. That's what I call him. Uh-huh. What do they call the Sons of Anarchy or
White Trash?
I wasn't gonna go that far, but I did call him White Trash because he drove out of my show. I was like, well, it's not my show, but it's my set. You got kids on standby? You got to go pick up or something like
right.
that? Like,
yeah,
what the hell are you doing? Like, why would you leave right now in the middle of this setup? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was just me and him battling. He didn't say anything. He just kept driving with his Harley Davidson. And
the good thing is those are quiet.
Yeah,
so it's not disruptive.
I can't stand those cars. I don't like the cars that do that. And why would you want to bring that much attention to yourself? I don't know why. Is your wiener that small? Where you want folks? You really want folks to understand? Hey, I could pick you up, honey. Hey, check this out. You know what I mean? I got this. You know what I mean? I got this car that makes a lot of noise. That is indicative of my penile levels being minimal.
You know what's big around here, along with those, are the guys who in packs will do wheelies on their motorcycles and ride down the road and block like two full lanes. And they'll be videotaping each other. And there was this famous video from Boylston Street where some guy was trying to do that, and he was videotaping it.
And he fell. Guy,
he fell and smashed right into the side of this car. Got right back up, probably with broken ribs.
I don't understand why you will put yourself in a critical situation like that. You popping wheelie. You're not Meek Mill. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? Wait, why are you putting yourself at risk by doing? I don't understand that, man.
And that's when you know just how good your friends are who are videotaping you. Because if you were doing it solid, that thing would never see the light of day.
Right.
But if you're the guy with that tape, you're like, oh,
dude, we got to put it up. Okay, so I guess I'm a bad friend because one of my friends was on a scooter and he kind of crashed. And we put the video up on Instagram. And then we hashtag, like, what up, though? Because that's what he was saying the whole time. He was like...
So the minute he got a smile on his face of confidence...
And that's what he heard. Oh, S, yeah! I was like, oh, man.
What up, though?
Yeah, what up, though? What up, though? Not what's down, though? You. He was all scraped. He was all scarred up, but he still got that lap dance that night. This is at my friend's bachelor party, man. Oh, it was so wild. Yo, you got to understand. Yo, son, like, if I throw a bachelor party for you, we having a bachelor party.
We're
like,
going to one Saturday. This guy right here. It's his bachelor party.
I don't know you like that. But if I throw you a bachelor party, son, it is lit. And you will see some stars that you have probably seen before, son.
Talk to me. What did you do? Give us some ideas.
Yo, we had, okay. All right. So, I'm in short, all right? In short, There were three stars of adult there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The three stars of adult. And I was on Benadryl because I had an allergic reaction because I'm a punk. I can't have Caesar wraps. And it was like Caesar on his chicken. So my face, I was like full Will Smith hitched out. And I had to go get some Benadryl. By the time I got the Benadryl, I was like, oh, man, if my face is like this, then I know that's not going to work. So I'm on the sidelines. Falling asleep. And this dude is he's like all bandaged up and still bleeding, and he's getting grinded on, and his legs were messed up, and he was getting grinded. So I know some of the blood.
Oh, no.
Got on the strip. I'm sure they got on the adult stars, but I'm sure they've been in that situation before.
Now, do you have... Yeah, it's called carnage porn. So do they have a...
BDSM.
Exactly. Now, do you have like a Rolodex full of adult stars? Like, is this easy for Jay Farrow to put together?
Listen, man, you know, we're not going to talk about my personal life. Possibly. That's all I'm going to say. Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. That's all I'm going to say. If you could read between the lines, you know what I mean.
Okay. All right. So when you are not able to perform as much as you want to,
yeah.
And then
I'll just call adult stars and they'll perform for me.
Exactly. No, right. Well, yeah, everyone tested with a hole in the mask.
Shout out to Luna Star. All righty. Let's keep going.
Luna Star.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. You know this person. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
No, I got to look it up. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't do it here. Trust me.
Okay.
Okay, I got to look it up. All right. Now I'm out for the rest of the interview.
Do it.
All right. Oh, wow. So when you are out and you can't do COVID, are you consuming a bunch of media? Like, are you working on stuff? Is there anyone that caught your ear?
You're talking about just like impression-wise? I've been doing a lot of research during the pandemic. Like, I don't know why I was researching mosquitoes and came to find out that the female mosquitoes bite you, the males don't. And they bite you because they're pregnant and they need the nutrients in your blood for the pregnancy. Bitches. I'd personally like to say from the bottom of my two testicles, F them kids. You know what I'm saying? And I hope she miscarries all of them. I'm so sorry. I hate mosquitoes. They don't do any justice. Okay, what are they needed for? Like dino DNA? You want to bring dinosaurs back? I mean, they're trying to bring back woolly mammoths. Did you see this?
We did see that.
That's legit.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
We got woolly mammoths, bitch. It is called. We got naked woolly mammoths. They're called elephants. We do not need for you to bring Ray Romano back from the. We don't need that. Why do we need that? I don't think. What's next? Jurassic Park. The only way I would be comfortable if they brought a woolly mammoth back, if it was like a miniature woolly mammoth, like a terrier.
Oh, that'd
you know
be fun.
What I'm saying?
Yeah,
like a little small
short.
One. Right. You could pet it like Gary Oldman was doing in The Fifth Element. Remember that thing that looked like a little elephant? And he was petting it and he was choking on a cherry.
Yes.
And old boy hit him in the back. And he was like, I'll save your life. I'll spare yours. You know what I mean? Remember that? That's the only way I'd be comfortable. Because besides that, I don't want to. You want a T? To your son, come see my T-Rex, and then you go feed him. Be like, yo, what happened to Frank?
Right.
Yo, what happened to Frank? Frank was supposed to feed Rex like 5 minutes ago. What happened to Frank? Like, yo, Frank is dead. There's nothing left but an arm like Samuel Jackson in Jurassic Park. You remember that?
Sure.
Where are all these references coming from?
I think it's
impressive as hell. Well, I'm getting them because I saw Jurassic Park for the first time like two weeks ago.
You remember that?
It took him till just 2 weeks ago to see Jurassic Park.
Are you kidding me?
He's never seen Predator. He's never seen, what are the other ones you've never seen?
You haven't seen
all the Star Wars movies, I don't believe?
Predator. I can't believe that.
Well, you know, yeah, Predator is that, come on, man, with freaking Arnold, like the first one, that was classic. Get to the chopper. That was classic.
The only reason people see those is because the dudes are muscular.
Yeah, sure.
So I never really got into, I never understood that. By the way, I'm looking at Luna Star.
Yeah. I've already looked.
Yeah.
It's John. Didn't take long.
Pretty nice.
And not bad.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, I figured if she's the one that you brought up on the air.
Yeah. There's a couple more I didn't say, but, you know, whatever. You know, we're not going to, you know, I wanted you to, I gave you a Christmas present.
Now, was this in L.A., this bachelor party, or was this
in
New York?
This was in Miami.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was Miami, man. It was one last party, and it was a party.
And it's up to you to throw it. Because
you were the guy throwing it together.
I was the guy.
Okay.
I was the dude. I was the connect. You want the bitches? Call me. I have the bitches. I have all of the bitches. I'm sorry. Can I say bitches? I don't mean to be rude, but like Cat Williams say, I call you bitch because I don't know you personally. That's real. I like him in a little pimp green suit. What is it? The Pimp Chronicle. You know? The Pimp Chronicle. There's never been a...
Is that a Cat Williams reference?
That is, yeah. That's Cat Williams. It's a Russian accent on a Cat Williams show. Talk about incongruity. God dang.
Are you able to drop your name at these places? Like, when you're setting up a bachelor party, if you're going to a club, like, are you able to drop your name? Does it work? Or how does that go?
I mean, it was a personal bachelor party. So I rented out an Airbnb. I rented out this place and then had everybody show up.
Okay. So this wasn't like where you would go to a club?
Nah.
Or so? Okay. All right.
No. The club, no. I'll keep that ratchetry to myself.
Okay. You know? All right.
The ratchetness stays here and Boston. Because I've said it.
Does the Jay Farrow name get you anything out in the world?
In general?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, man? My real name is Jared Farrow. And, you know, my mother knew what she was doing. She was setting me up for the future. I don't have any problems with reservations over the phone ever. When I show up, white people are confused. They look at me, they're like, wait, you're Jared Farrow? That's you. I'm like, yep, too late. It's me, Negro. Party for 10 right over here. Sit down. Yes. This is not the Red Lobster. This is Rube Chris. I have money, and you haven't recognized who I am yet. Oh, my gosh. Glad you didn't call me Michael Che. I would have smacked you. I used to hate that, man. We'd be on this show together. We'd get confused. Like, I'd walk out and be like, oh, my God, I love your work. I'm like, thank you. Yeah, you're the greatest, Che. I'm like, bitch. And then he'd go places, and he'd be like, oh, my God, I love your impressions. And he'd be like, yo, I don't do impressions. He's like, I'm Michael Che. He'd be like, yeah, whatever, Pharaoh. I'm like, what? People... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
So racism is real, folks. It still exists.
Well, Che's a big fan of Boston.
What I'm talking about, this, I'm gonna think, yeah, oh, Che's a big fan of Boston.
Oh, sure.
And so is racism. but it's good old-fashioned racism, isn't it?
Sure.
It's fun racism, you know?
It's old racism.
It's old. It's like when it was, you know, when you could say whatever. Boston people over here. I never heard anybody say Pock the Cod and Harvard Yard. I've never heard that.
No.
That's a Matt Damon, a Ben Affleck stereotype that they've thrust into Boston. You park the car and have it. Yeah, I have heard somebody say, hey, you freaking a-hole. Hey, you black a-hole. I've heard people say that. Sure. Definitely. A black a-hole? Oh, wow. That's what's up. I do have one.
I mean, just last time I checked, Star.
Well, it's kind of pink. You know?
You're still stuck on Luna Star.
You're still stuck on Luna. She's bad. Yo, she's right. She's bad, isn't she?
Yes.
She's freaking, yo. Woo-hoo. Oh, my God. Okay. Flashback. All right.
I'm just very jealous that you have the ability to do that.
I just have to you just have to ask me for a party and I can, you know, why am I sounding like a freaking booty hustler? You just gotta ask me about the party.
Because the guy got the crash. He got the crash at the bachelor party. He was openly wounded while he was getting lap dances. It all fits together, Jay.
If you got a lap dance through burns on your skin and rip, you really wanted that. You know what I mean? You deserve that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're willing to work through the pain.
Yeah.
There is something about that. All right, Jay Farrow. Everyone loves Jay Farrow.
Yeah, most people, I'd say 80-20.
Except 80, those at the drive-ins.
Yeah, except the people at the drive-ins.
Sure, you know. Which I got to give you props for doing those outdoor shows. I know comics, they just wouldn't do them. That's hard.
And I was really being serious when I said that. It was all fun. There was one guy that probably... There's one guy that left late because I was doing mad time. But besides that, everybody, the energy that I've been getting from stand up has been crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a ubiquitous energy. Like everybody is like everywhere I go now is crazy.
Everyone's glad to be back too. Yeah, they're glad to be seeing live shows once again.
Yeah,
I mean it's kind of.
That, and let me say this too. Now that everybody is coming back out, yo, I don't know what it is, but the horniness level of people is rock skyrocketed.
Really?
It's crazy. Yo, his joint came up to me. I've been trying to F you for 4 years. I say, well, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Wow. For you to just say
that. Now, how have they been actively trying that you were unaware of it?
I did. Okay. Wait. What do you mean?
Okay, because so if someone goes, I've been trying to F you for 4 years,
right?
That means they've been actively pursuing
they you. They haven't. They just never said anything.
Okay. So they weren't really trying. They were just thinking about it.
Yeah, they were thinking about it. And now they're like, oh, Corona's over. Let's go.
So, ladies, Jay Farrell will be having multiple partners.
I just listen. Don't make me sound like I went to my doctor. Shout out Lewis Katz. I have no problems. Right, you know?
I don't believe that's your doctor's name.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
you're being
funny.
Sarcastic.
You're funny. Okay.
I'm being sarcastic. Yeah.
So you knew about Lewis Katz. Okay.
All right. Jay Farrell will be performing at the Wilbur Theater tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tickets and info at thewilbur.com. Go out and treat yourself to
please come out
tomorrow night. Jay, thank you so much, man. We appreciate the time.
Nah, man, thank you for having me, brother. It's been it's fun. Once again, Boston, pull up. One of the best live shows you will ever see in your life. I promise you, I will not be doing any Luna Star jokes.
He can do an impression of her, though. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there you go.
Well done. All right, there you go. Jay Farrell.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
What they say in the morning, you'll be talking about all day.
This is a dumb conversation, but, you know, why the hell not? That's what we do.
Cutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm not, ew.
I don't even know, I kind of half heard. I'm not even sure what.
I don't, it's not worth getting into. Nothing to do with Jay Farrow. Jay Farrow is great. Just something that I just heard.
Yeah, Jay Farrell was awesome.
It has nothing to do with me, so I'm not going to. I don't care. I already had that conversation about R1.
Yeah. I need
if
someone.
If we could tone ours down a little bit.
I need someone in the other room to do a little work, maybe Nick, for some digging. I just saw that Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time just came out, and it's one of those where you click on it, and you have to just scroll, flip, flip, scroll, flip. It starts at 500.
They showed the top five, and Fight the Power was one of them, and Smells Like Teen Spirit was one of them.
Greatest Songs of All Time? Sure. Fine.
It's usually like
I'm sure Bob Dylan's probably got one of the top five. Like
generally Rolling Stone, because they have Frick and those guys that have been around since the 60s mm-hmm. or the 70s, and they usually lean heavily on the Beatles and stuff.
So if Fight the Power is in the top five, then that obviously means they think that's the greatest rap song of all time. Fight the Power.
And I would say Fight the Power is not a top five Public Enemy song.
I'd say it's a number one Public Enemy song. This is coming from a guy who obviously only had like two of their albums.
Then you had the two you needed because you probably had Black.
Fear of a Black Planet and It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
The Steel in the Hour of Chaos is their best song by far.
Although I've seen them live like three
Steel
times.
In the Hour of Chaos.
Yeah. I think
that's a shame.
Well, I know. The first time you saw them, when the SW1s come out on stage.
But it's so goofy.
It's the greatest moment. And then you realize that they don't do anything else other than what they just did in the first 10 seconds.
But then you know Professor Griff's in charge of them, and then you know that he's got a lot to say.
So I think I was in ninth grade, and I stayed out way too late. I went to this concert that was at a club. It was one of my first club concerts ever, was Public Enemy. And I remember telling my parents that I was going to be back home by midnight. They went on stage at 12:30, and I knew I was going to get killed when I got home because I was with like older kids, and they had brought me, and I didn't want to be the guy who was calling his parents to pick them up. So they come out on stage, and I work my way over the front, and Flavor Flav at one point is just chugging out this Gatorade, and Flavor Flav's just like doing all his stuff, and he gets Gatorade, and then he hands it to me, and I take a swig out of his Gatorade, and the second it hit my lips, I immediately regretted it.
Well, you know my story about that. So... Jane's Addiction. So Jane's Addiction are playing this theater in Atlanta, and they're doing a show for like 10 of our listeners beforehand. They're going to play like five songs.
Mm-hmm.
Perry Farrell, for whatever reason, takes a great liking to me. I interview him, and he's like, "You're hanging out with me all day," or whatever. He sounds like Andy Dick or whatever.
It's kind of awesome. I'm jealous, got to admit.
And so I hang out with him all day, and he's carrying around this bottle of Jägermeister. And I end up drinking, thank God, like half the bottle of Jaeger, and he has half the bottle of Jaeger. Mm-hmm. Now I say thank God because that half bottle of Jaeger probably saved me from a nervous breakdown. So they play, I've had half this bottle of Jaeger. Now they're playing while the opening act's on stage. Now it's their time to go on stage. So I'm standing backstage, and someone with the band's like, "Oh, you drink out of Perry's thing, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "You were sharing that Jaeger with him." And I thought, "Oh my God." And I'm like, "What was in there?"
Right. Yep. Yep.
And then I'm like, "All right, if it kicks in, it's going to kick it in within the next hour." You want to talk about the longest hour of my life?
You're just waiting.
I was just sitting waiting. There, like, yeah. And like putting my hand, waving my hand in front of my face to see if there was trails. I was like completely out of my mind.
And meanwhile, you were hanging out with him. You stayed with him that evening.
But you know how it is after shows. It's not that.
He's such a weird dude though that I think it would almost not be the boredom that it usually is with these bands. They usually just kind of want to sit down and relax. It's not a big deal. But Perry Farrell is like an all-time amazing, fascinating
weirdo.
He was
with some woman, so like it wasn't...
Was his wife? Was she Asian? Because I know
probably his wife. I don't remember. I got really loaded with him. All right, Aretha Franklin, Respect is number one.
Okay, fine.
Fight the Power is number two. A Change is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke is number three. Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan.
Did I call it?
Four.
I mean, come on.
Smells Like Teen Spirit is number five.
Bob Dylan is one of those guess you had to be there people.
Like I like the Hurricane song.
But Dylan's one of those artists you either get him or you don't. There's no middle ground. Like Springsteen, for example.
But he was so important. The thing that you have to remember about Dylan is that he was incredibly important. Like when he went electric. Like people, wanted to kill him. So when you're that important, when you mean so much to people that they feel personally betrayed when you plug in your instruments, I mean, that speaks to a guy's importance on society.
It's like music, the people who he surrounded himself with, I like a lot of their music, but Bob Dylan was just one I could never get into.
Like lyrics, which is entirely
I'm not a huge lyric
which
guy.
Is entirely what Bob Dylan is.
Matter of fact, I love almost every one of the other Traveling Wilburys except for Bob Dylan. Like honestly, George Harrison,
Roy
amazing. Tom Petty, I think, is one of the greatest musicians that has been alive Jeff Lynn is unbelievable. Like ELO is a great band.
All right, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
That's
the Beatles, Strawberry Fields Forever.
So they think that's the best Beatles song. It's a good song.
Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On.
I love that. Love that song.
Fleetwood Mac, Dreams. I don't even know what that song is.
That's the one. If I could find a way.
That Ocean Spray, the guy in the
I don't know that song.
Went viral last year.
No, I'm thinking of Tell Me Lies. Right. No, Dreams is the different one. Yeah.
Outkast, Hey Ya.
Wow, they went Hey Ya?
Beach Boys, God only knows. Well, Hey Ya is by far their best song.
No, and by I'm sure far their most popular song.
Oh, no, it's by far the best.
Well, Fresh and Clean. Bombs Over Baghdad's
I'm
a
kidding.
Better song, too.
Hey Ya's not even an Outkast song. It's a Dre song. It's an Andre 5000 song. I'm sure that, what's his name? Big Boy is pretty excited about that.
Well, oh, the Way You Move, I'm sure, is right below it.
Yes.
Wasn't that, didn't they have the dueling singles?
Yes, they had two albums. It was like a Kiss. Stevie Wonder's Superstition, which is not close to his best song. The Rolling Stones' Give Me Shelter. The Kinks' Waterloo Sunset. The Kinks are a very underrated band. And do you know what happened to them? They were not allowed in the United States for 5 years during their prime. The Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand. Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. Which is important because they were crazy in love.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Bohemian Rhapsody, which everyone loves. It's not just because it was in Wayne's World. Prince of the Revolution.
Okay. Oh, okay, I was about to say, I want to guess what Prince song they had. It's Purple Rain, okay.
John Lennon, Imagine. Robin, Dancing on My Own.
No idea. That's like one of those, that's like a 90s dance song, right? Robin, R-O-B-Y-N?
It is R-O-B-Y-N.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
2010.
All right.
I don't know that song.
I don't either.
Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit. The Ronettes, Be My Baby.
Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, that was only good because the lead singer was in the Eddie Money song. Be my little baby.
Take me home tonight.
All right. Just like Ronnie sang.
If I can. Ronnie
yeah, sang. Just like Ronnie sang.
Hey, Nick, if I can alert you to this, my wife is very upset that my Instagram handle is not on Twitch while Wallach and Rich's is.
I'm not on Instagram.
I was just tweeted that.
Yeah, John isn't on Instagram, I don't think.
Well, she was upset.
Oh.
David Bowie Heroes. She thinks Nick is undercutting me. The Beatles, A Day in the Life. Kanye West featuring Pusha T, Runaway.
Okay.
Joni Mitchell, A Case of You. I love that I've spent this much time with this.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no concern.
Just like it was just like best songs.
Who from Rolling Stone chooses them? I don't care enough even to debate. It doesn't inspire anything in me. Your favorite song is your favorite song. As long as it's not what you're about to play, I don't want to hear it. I really... I don't want to hear it. No. We should have played this for Jay Farrow and said, what would you say to this guy if you could meet him? He's a guy from Utah with six kids, and he's singing like that. Like, he's a white guy from Utah.
This is how black people sound.
But can you do the dance? That's what's got it over the top. It's what got people on the TikToks going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Everyone loves the dance. Everyone loves the commercial.
I don't know anyone who likes. I don't know anyone who like. Zolak claims to, but whatever. I don't really think he does.
You don't think Zolak actually likes that song? Of course he does.
I think it doesn't bother him, but I don't think he likes it.
If that song came over the loudspeaker at Gillette Stadium during one of the games, he would become dancing guy. And he would make sure the crowd all saw him dancing around. Absolutely,
see,
he loves
don't,
that song.
See, now you've given them the idea.
No, I think
that's in the front. During a break in the first.
It's got to be something weekend, from the '80s.
This weekend, all over college football games, everything. This is going to be omnipresent. Everywhere you go, that song is going to be there. And you know what? By next week, everyone is going to universally hate it. There's going to be so much. This is the weekend that song becomes so overloaded into the American psyche that people will reject it almost immediately.
For once in my life, everyone seems to be on the same page about hating something. This song seems to be as universally hated as anything I've ever known in popular culture. Like, you know, that didn't involve like a pedophile or something. Like, this is like, you know, a guy who's committed no real crime.
So it's like this and Harvey Weinstein is what you're saying.
Like, you know, like people would like all of a sudden start hating like a comedian or something because they said something they didn't like. I mean, just from a guy who's innocent except for creating this mess, it seems to be about as universally hated as anything in the zeitgeist that I can remember in quite some time, which does give me some faith in the world.
Sure.
Like, for instance, I haven't had anyone say, you hate everything because I don't like that song. Like, and whenever I say I don't like anything, I get, you know, five people to contact me like, you don't like anything. Okay. No, but I'm vocal about the things I don't, which is what people do. All right. I understand over COVID that became not the cool thing to do and you're supposed to, like everything. All right, Rich, what's going on? What are we going
to
talk about?
We're going to talk about the stunts that were too violent to make the Jackass movie. Mm. Several athletes that we know of made Time's list of 100 most influential people.
Ooh.
And how much would you
Kyle
pay?
Kyle Van Noy, where are you?
I'm back. And how much would you pay for an unlimited taco subscription at Taco Bell?
Money has never really been the object, Taco Bell.
No.
Like, that's the thing that's funny about it. Now, Rich and I did live in Atlanta and have about the same amount of money when they had quarter hamburgers at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
But short of that, so I there probably is a very small subset of people, but, like, it's always funny to me when they're like, you can get, like, a Big Mac and then, like, another Big Mac for, like, a dollar more, and I'm like, like, at what point is, like, the price point between you having one and two Big Macs? Like, maybe you wouldn't have the second Big Mac because you don't want to, like, die.
That's college. That is college for me. Yeah. It's like when you just would pray your ATM would shoot out money.
No, Rich, I weighed 165 pounds when I met you. I had no money. None. I mean, my parents weren't going to let me die. But, I mean, I didn't have any money.
Boboli crust
pizzas, yeah.
So you're all fancy like Fred. No, I would get the dollar pizzas that they would have at the grocery store, and you'd pop those suckers in. They're like tiny little ones.
Yeah.
And then Marie Callender's lasagna, you can get those for 99 cents.
But the Boboli big pizza was like $3.50.
Yep.
It didn't have anything on.
You had to get your own toppings and stuff.
No, but you just put spaghetti sauce on it, or put spaghetti sauce in a bowl and dip the Boboli crust into it. By the way, I used to think that was good for you. All right, because the cheese and the meat was what was bad for you. It shows what I knew. All right, so we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. On an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
All right. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. What's going on, Rich?
By the way, have you noticed that all of these ex-teammates of Aaron Rodgers are now poking their heads out of the sand and starting to open up about what a dick the guy might have been while they played with him?
Mm.
It's like, I don't know whether it's the backlash that he has received over this past offseason, but for some reason, there is this newfound license amongst people who played with the guy to just start talking total trash on it. I guess JerMichael Finley, once again, I guess went off on him as well. He was doing an interview
with our own DA.
Was that the DA interview?
That was the DA interview. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, okay. DA had JerMichael Finley on.
Well, Finley was questioned as to whether or not Aaron Rodgers was truly motivated to win this season. He said, it's the National Football League. Each offseason you have to work like it's your last season. I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. He said, you can see it right through his helmet. The eyes on his face tell everything about his personality. I just don't see that hunger to go win another championship. I think it's cliche that guys get up there and say, oh, I want to win. It sounds good, but let's see what you do on the field. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I'm not a hater, however. And of course, continue to go on and on. On top
now
of that,
produce some stockings from your mother's cupboard.
The picture of Aaron Rodgers with the slick back hair and many people comparing him to CM Punk. That tweet ended up getting to CM Punk, and he ended up retweeting and saying, stop sending me this blank. So obviously very pissed off at that.
Shut down the internet. He broke the internet.
Well, his T-shirts went on sale. That's what
Joe Murray said. Sat here, John, and in all seriousness, said, did you hear how the internet shut down because they released the John Cena T-shirt or the CM Punk T-shirt?
It might.
And he was being dead serious.
So that was the night that there were all of the credit card machines across the country that went down. The servers were smashing everywhere, like locally.
They were literally smashing them.
And Joe Murray, in one of my favorite takes ever in the history of this radio station, legitimately thought was because CM Punk put a new T-shirt on for something.
I was not here that day, I'm assuming.
It's
no, you were not here that day.
Yeah, I would have remembered that.
He said it like it was the
and
sky
then,
is blue.
And then went like this. He said it went like that.
He's just like, hey, what do you think?
No, he's good. Yeah, guys, you know, I think it's because, you know, CM Punk, it's a really big deal.
Here it is. Wow. John, here it is. So just so we know, we're not making this up.
You know what I really think? There? So I know this is a wrestling thing, but CM Punk made his return this week, and he had a T-shirt made, and everything went wacky Friday night, and nothing has been the same since. I think that it was crashed because all these fans are trying to buy that T-shirt.
No, Joe.
No. I'm telling you.
Hang on.
No.
You're telling me that all the payment systems around America went down because of CM Punk returning to the WWE? And he stuck with it.
Boy.
Ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of and listen, he's probably right because everywhere don't you see those T-shirts?
No, he's not right.
John, have you not been out and about into the public? Those T-shirts have taken on. It's like Coca-Cola T-shirts back in the day.
Sure,
they're just everywhere you look.
Can't go anywhere.
CM Punk's brand new shirt probably says like "I won't quit" or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, he's not going to quit.
No, he won't.
He's Punk.
Yes, he is indeed Punk. But Aaron Rodgers was talking to Pat McAfee about why.
I love Pat McAfee, how he stands during his show. It's not your grandma's show.
No. You and I have differing opinions on Pat. I like Pat McAfee.
I'd like to have him on the show. I don't. His show is great because he stands. I'm all fired up. I'm going to stand up. I'm not your dad's show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Come on the show, athletes. You can trust me. I'm one of you. Yeah.
Well, you talked to Aaron Rodgers about some of the awful passes and interceptions that he had in week one.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. You know, there's some ones. There's some, you know, ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took.
Saying nuts in the S word. Come on, Patty Mac.
Across my body to Devontae. It was from the shallow cross. And right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline that ate, you know, and somebody on the right, you know, with a right kind of cross, double nut shot that, you know, I guess I got to overcome that and throw a better ball.
Speaking of that, has any of these super sleuths on the Patriots beat found any video of Kyle Van Noy taking one to the larynx? Because when have you ever seen throat listed as an injury?
Usually a camera, at least from NFL films, just on Kyle Van Noy.
Pat Mason, I'm back.
It's called the Roar Camera.
It's because, I mean, he's electric.
Did you see
that guy?
Did you see him in that commercial with Devin McCourty? They're looking in the bathroom mirror together or something?
And never did I think I would compare Devin McCourty to De Niro next to the performance of someone.
They're the new Scott Baio and Willie Ames. You know, it's like a comedy troupe for the ages.
They tried to push that on us, and then Baio just turned his back on him.
Yep.
But the Pat McAfee show. Anyone who can have like guys and then you think that they're telling the truth because they're swearing, they feel comfortable because they know that they're not going to get caught in anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he stands up, Pat McAfee.
He was a good guest on our show. I liked him a lot.
I didn't say I dislike him. No, and I just had gotten over saying I'd like to have him as a guest.
Yes.
But it doesn't. I don't.
He does do the. He does do the man cow. He does do the man cow.
Let's not go crazy. I didn't say like he's an awful guy or like, you know, he deserves to die. No, I just think his show's corny. Like, he stands up and, like, you know, rocks around and, like, the just swears. Like, it's just all so corny and nerdy. I mean, there's a point where, like, dudes in sports, like, get a little out of hand, and you're like, all right, slow down there, Tiger. Like, all right. Like, get out. You're not that cool, Pat. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were a punter and everything, I know, but come on.
Well, it seems like with all the streaming services, things are getting greenlit way too easily, and this is a story, or a movie, rather, that has been floating around Hollywood for, oh, my gosh, 20, maybe 25 years? When was the original? The sequel to the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito classic, Twins.
Yeah, I won this, but can you make it with black people?
Well, that was the big joke. Remember, for years, the rumor was that they were going to make triplets, except it was going to be with Eddie Murphy as the third offspring, right. The triplets.
Sure. And it couldn't lose.
And it could not lose, but it looks like...
I can't believe they didn't make it.
They are going to do triplets after all, but it is not going to be with, of course, I don't know why Eddie Murphy wouldn't do it now. He's kind of doing anything. But Tracy Morgan will be the third and long-lost sibling. And I believe this is going to be for Amazon Prime. I think because of this success.
So it's not a real movie.
Well, I mean, you didn't think Coming to America 2 wasn't
there?
No,
no.
Was that out?
Again, newsflash, Coming to America 1's not good.
Hate everything.
It had two great scenes.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Barbershop and Sexual Chocolate.
As a matter of fact, I would argue that White Chicks might be better than Coming to America.
I've never seen White Chicks.
Okay, there is one. Well, first of all, Terry Crews is like that. Him in that movie is genius. He's like unbelievable in that film. It's the first time most people had like been exposed to that guy, but I'm telling you, there's one scene in that movie that is about as good as it gets involving Terry Crews. And I put that in the same category as Coming to America because the barbershop scene absolutely slays and the rest of it's kind of okay.
Coming to America is on one of the streaming services, or the Golden Child is on one of the streaming services. I dare you to sit through the first 15 minutes of that movie where they're just like, Eddie's going to walk down the street and vamp. He's going to walk down Hollywood Boulevard and vamp. It is, none of it approaches even a speck of funny. It's just, he's like, picks up a magazine, like some guy's looking at a porno magazine. He's like, what you looking at? And he's like, ah! But Fred hates everything. But...
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Just because, it's not good.
I rewatched Boomerang recently.
I love Boomerang.
I love that movie. Yeah.
But that gets lost on people. And I think, obviously, Eddie Murphy's a comedic genius, but you can't just let the camera run for 15 minutes and keep it in the movie. It's not funny. You can't ask that of anyone. Yeah.
Not good?
No, not good at all. That first 15 minutes, they just let it run, and they go, Eddie, you vamp. And not funny. Not one funny thing. And they just were like, all right, people seem to like it. All right. I saw that in the theater, I think. All right. Everyone enjoy themselves. That'll do it for us. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180
actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.